What's going on in there?
What is that?
That's my favorite band. I've told you that like 1,000 times.
Way too early Wednesday.
It is going to be like hitting a pinata filled with hornets.
On Static Radio.
Sup?
It's not even false. It's way too early Wednesday right now.
Yeah. How you doing?
Okay.
Racing in here.
I maybe just ran a little bit and I'm really out of breath.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's cool.
Did you get freaked out by the tens of skaters?
No, because I read events and I keep with updates and I know that there was a lock-in.
Ah.
So, booyah, I know what's going on.
Yeah, there's an all-night skate jam of awesome.
Did you freak out?
Oh, I had no clue. So I was like,
oh my gosh, I gotta report this.
Crawling in with my eyes closed and I heard static and I'm like, oh, they left the radio on overnight. The bums in the park are gonna be bugged.
What do you mean, bums in the park?
Sorry, that was politically incorrect. The homeless. The homeless in the park.
Okay. So I thought you meant. But I just wanted to make sure. Have a few stories about people using words incorrectly.
You do?
No.
Oh.
Remember we just read that one? That this is a test?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Gosh,
it's way too early Wednesday. You can get your request in now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What do you want to hear this early? That is a song we actually have, unlike Father John, which we don't have, Thebes, or Infected by Demon Hunter, which, you know. Speaking of way too early, it's way too early for a reason for me. Amberlynn just got back to the United States from South America, Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
They were down there with Chris Caraba for quick little thing. And they decided to play a show in Denver last night. And it was pretty amazing.
I'm sure it was.
I got to watch the whole thing.
The whole thing?
Yeah, I watched it last night.
How are you awake
live
right
from
now?
Denver. So, oh no.
Oops, that's not working.
Yeah, the webcam.
Whatever.
The piper is din.
Nah.
So anyways, Amberlynn played last night, show in Denver at the Gothic Theater. And if you had the ASX channel, ASX TV. I didn't even know I had this channel.
But of course, you know if you had it because you watched it.
I watched it.
I didn't have it. I did not watch it.
Dude, it was
I don't want to talk about it. Was it amazing? Let's talk about it.
It was amazing. Dismantle Repair.
Uh-huh.
Steven, you know, they go black and I've never seen him do this before. Lights come back up, and it's just a piano in the middle, and Steven's there, and he did Dismantle Repair completely solo, like slowed down all, like, I don't want to say Anchor and Braille style, but yes. Just him and the keys, Dismantle Repair, and it was like, oh, that was good what you did right there. Oh, let's bring the band back. Ooh, acoustic guitars. Oh, unwinding cable car. Don't mind if I do.
So good.
It's a great show. Fantastic job.
So happy you're going to see it.
I was like, yeah, they did it. And the whole time across the bottom, there was like a Twitter feed that they were,
if you
hashtagged it, you know, they would throw up your Twitter, you know, and it was like, wow.
Did yours make it?
A lot of Amberlynn fans. Oh, I didn't tweet anything. A lot of Amberlynn fans.
That's cool.
It's very, very cool.
Very cool.
Sold out show in Denver last night.
Good. Good for them.
Good job, Amberlynn.
They deserve it. They've been working for this.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
So there you go. It's way too early Wednesday. You can get your request in. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
We'll play them.
Or 505-338-3700. Of course, it is spring break. So most smart people are asleep.
That's why this is okay.
And
okay.
Everyone at the skate park.
Yeah. Yay. So glad everyone can join us.
All right. We'll try and wake some people up.
Here we go.
What Amberlynn you want to hear this morning?
I want to hear... Not this one.
No, we need to wake up.
Someone, anyone? Self-starter.
No, self-starter.
Self-starter.
Of self-starter. Everything you chose, self-starter.
Okay.
Really?
A whisper and a clamor.
All right. Is that the way we're going to start the show?
Yes.
Why not? Let's do that.
Okay, good.
These guys played Denver last night to a sold-out crowd. I watched it on TV. I'm going to go take a nap now.
Okay, good.
They didn't take the stage till almost 10.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's good times. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Way too early Wednesday with some Demon Hunter. The song's called Infected.
It was amazing.
That was requested by Jed.
It's everything I wanted to hear.
Static Radio, good morning. Why are you so... Why so awake this morning, Michelle?
Why so serious, Steven?
I'm not serious.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry, that was me.
You wouldn't be allowed to wear your attire today to a high school.
I know. Every time I put an outfit like this on, I think, oh, good thing I'm not going to school. They'd kick me out. I'm wearing black and red, I'd be in so much trouble. Gang colors, yo.
Yeah.
I'm going to be careful with that.
You need to wear something blue today to counteract that.
Okay.
Just in case, you know. You never know. We live in New Mexico. Static. Aww. Okay, fine.
Whatevs.
505-338-3700, the phone number. It is Wednesday, which means way too early.
Get your requests in now.
Of course, we're not allowed to complain because last night was an all-night skate fest of doom.
Why are they allowed to complain? They're the ones who decided to do that.
Yeah, I know, but they've been up all night.
Yeah,
I was
and
up.
Then they're going to sleep all day. This is good for their parents.
This is true. I was up later than expected last night, thanks to Amberlynn broadcasting their show live from Denver. And, yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm really sad that I didn't get to see it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's about it.
I TiVo'd it, whatever you call it.
I say TiVo as well, and I'm like, that is so old school.
I recorded
that
it.
That means I don't have what...
I DVR'd it.
DVR'd it, yes.
I still have it. Feel free. You can come watch it.
Why?
I don't know.
Why, people?
I keep not answering it in time, I guess. Or they only give it like two rings and then hang up.
Oh, they're not answering.
Yeah. So anyways, you can give us a call,
505-338-3700,
the phone number, if you would like to. Just about 6:30 in the a.m.
And it's Wednesday.
Which means Wet News Day. Are you ready?
No. 6:30. I got 3 minutes before this starts. Oh. Do you ever see the news start early just because?
Breaking news. Once again, Mitch isn't prepared for breaking news.
Okay.
That's not really breaking news because that happens on a daily basis. And so that can't
not
be.
Not for the past 2 days.
That's not news. That's not
okay.
Breaking news.
When have you seen the news start early just because they were ready early?
What do you mean, just because they were ready early? Who says it was starting early?
You did, just now.
Just
I
about
had to tell you.
6:30-ish, give or take.
So that was like the preview. It's going to happen in 2 minutes.
All right, I'll start. Breaking news!
What?
Static Radio is now accepting applications for a new morning co-host.
Of course, they always are. I'm just constantly, constantly trying to replace me.
Oh, no, I was talking about me because I played Demon Hunter, so I'm fired.
Oh, my gosh. Tell the world you're joking.
So Marvel.
Tell them you're joking.
I'm joking. So Marvel, the comic book peeps that I love, this last week put out over 700 free issues of Marvel number ones. It was so popular, so in demand.
Wow.
It crashed everything.
Oh, good. So it wasn't just you.
No, South by Southwest was where they made this monstrous announcement, and Marvel fans assembled in record number to take advantage of this free offer. The demand was so overwhelmingly positive that technical issues arose within their technology partner, and they're still working to update it. It's unreal.
Wow.
They released a statement saying, "Your excitement, support, and never-ending enthusiasm for all things Marvel is truly amazing, but..." Yeah, still crashed.
Well,
it's been days.
It happens.
It's been days. I can't read Indestructible Hulk number one.
Ugh, I'm so sorry for your loss.
I wanted to read Iron Man number one as well. It didn't work out for me.
Now you can't.
However, can I say of all the number ones I've been reading, dude, Hawkeye? What? Where did that come from? It's good stuff.
Really?
Yeah, it's really good.
Oh.
It's like... about him being a normal dude and how all of his friends are like superhumans, you know. And he's just like a dude that shoots arrows and that's lame. It's pretty awesome. I love it. It's good stuff.
Oh, good.
Anyways, 6:30 now, which means time for
Wet News Day. Breaking news. If you're the average adult, odds are your butt's still dragging this week, thanks to the weekend time adjustment.
Yeah, yeah.
A study from a few years ago, of course they're all from a few years ago, says the average adult won't feel normal again until Thursday, and most adults won't fully adjust until sometime this weekend. And kids, they don't adjust until early next week.
Oh, trust me, I know.
Really?
I have three of them who are so not adjusted.
Oh, poor Brody. I bet it's like the worst for him because he just doesn't know.
It's the worst for him.
For you. I'm sorry. Let me correct myself.
He just doesn't know.
Because he's so selfish.
Because he's a baby. In like 12 hours, he's not even going to remember who he is.
He's not a goldfish. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I don't like this time change.
Breaking news! Think your high schooler's taking an honors algebra class? Maybe not. According to a survey released Tuesday, most high school introductory algebra courses labeled honors are actually no more regular... Oh my gosh. Are actually... Keep turning. Turn off the music. Turn off the music.
I believe in you. I realize it's way too early Wednesday, but dude, it's the news.
If they're labeled honors... They are actually no more rigorous than regular courses in the same school. The survey authors said the study of high school... You do it! You suck!
Give me- oh, I do!
Yes!
Right, okay.
Because it's
okay.
All your fault.
That's weird.
You realize everything's your fault.
Yeah. Wet News Day!
Breaking news! This one's for you. This one is for you.
Okay.
When Hostess went bankrupt last year, we all mourned the loss of something many of us hadn't eaten in years. But now it appears that almighty yellow cream-filled logs called Twinkies are staging a comeback.
What?
The new owners of Hostess say they're hoping to get Twinkies on store shelves by this summer.
Are you kidding me?
Apollo Global Management ponied up $410 million for Twinkies and other snack cakes from Hostess. Other snack cakes.
Wait, wait, wait. Did they say anything about Ding Dongs?
No, they didn't say anything else. You just have to wait. Be patient.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so you get what you wanted, and apparently you get what I want as well.
Oh, sweet.
Because... The other day, you went to a local taco restaurant.
Yes, yes.
Not super loco, it's nationwide.
That made a deal with the Dorito Devil.
Yes.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
And you went there and you're like, I hate Cool Ranch Doritos, they're so gross, no, 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 this is my preference, they're disgusting. And then you went and got a stupid one.
I wanted to try it.
Was it good?
Meh. What it tastes like what you think it's supposed to taste like. It tastes like what it's supposed
Amazing.
To.
Amazing.
No. Here's what sucks about those, is the shell is like really thin.
They break.
Yeah, dude. So I got it, and I was like, first of all, the packaging is ridiculous, and it comes in like this, it looks like a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos, you know, like a wrapper type thing. And so like, I'm like, all right, I got to take like one bite, and the whole thing shattered. It was like in my hands. And I'm like, oh, cool. I didn't ask for a Cool Ranch Doritos taco salad. I just wanted the taco.
Okay, I was going to say, you should just ask them for a bowl next time.
Ugh.
Like, I'm just going to make it into a salad.
Yeah, but nobody wants to eat a taco like that. It was dumb. So, meh.
Whatever, that you loved the other
review.
Ones.
Meh.
You loved the other ones.
But the same, well.
They were nasty,
you know,
too. And they got
maybe
really.
Maybe this is thinner. The shell just seemed thin.
That's what I want for lunch today.
Gross.
I'm going to try
Gross.
It.
Gross. Your insides are going to be preserved for life.
Just like yours, we're going to last forever.
Yeah, whatever.
Breaking news! A crazed British man rammed his car into a police vehicle while speeding because he believed he was being chased by aliens.
Oh, good. That's good.
The man continued to drive and was finally caught when cops blew his tires out.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a little bit crazy.
That was that.
That was that.
That was that. Like, no elaboration. The dude thought he was being chased by aliens. We don't know if he's crazy or just like.
Oh, he's crazy because he's not being chased by aliens.
Okay.
You're confusing everyone now. Breaking news! Cops in New Zealand found a body in a car that was parked by a busy intersection for 5 days.
Oh.
Police say the man was in the front seat, which was reclined.
Your breaking news has been so short. These are terrible stories.
So I knew I could
like,
read
I want,
it again.
I want to learn more. That's why I watch the news.
Okay, ready?
No. Yes.
Breaking news! At a library in Republic of Estonia, a man apologized for returning a book late, 69 years late.
Better late than ever.
Yeah, and blamed confusion from World War II bombing attacks.
Oh, man. I guess when you're old, you can blame anything.
Yeah.
Like from that, it's not my fault. It was the Civil War.
The story wasn't over yet. I was elaborating.
Came to, okay.
I know, it's your old age. It's okay. The library said on its Facebook page, the man who was born in 1928 borrowed the book March 7th, 1944.
What book was it?
I don't know.
Really? That's all I care about. What book was it? Peter Pan. It was Treasure Island.
It's Treasure Island. Because he borrowed it 2 days before the Russian air raid in the city left tens of thousands homeless. But the book survived, so that's good.
Wow.
Because now we have this story to talk about.
Tens of thousands homeless, but the book survived, so that's good. Wow, your optimism sucks.
Okay. I have this story to read because the book survived.
Yeah, I know.
So there's that.
Speaking of that, we're going to be talking with Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission coming up.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that?
Yeah.
So
we'll see how.
You're the worst this morning.
It's way too early Wednesday. You can get your requests in. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Coming up, birthdays.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Please.
Ooh, some Heath McNeese. We haven't heard him in a while either. All right, some Blindside for you now. This one for Viola. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Some requested Heath McNeese for Way Too Early Wednesday. That one for Jed.
You're welcome.
Good morning. 6:50 now on your, well, Wednesday. Steve on Mitch hanging out with you. And, it is 3:13.
Oh.
Also known as March 13th.
That's right.
Which means it's like time for birthdays.
That is not the time. 3:13.
No, 6:45-ish. We usually try and pay homage to all these people that
were born on this day years ago. So, first from Pretty Little Liars, Annabeth Gish. Annabeth.
No clue who that is.
She's from Pretty Little Liars.
I don't even know what that is.
Me either.
27.
42.
Okay.
Body approved, Dana Delaney.
42.
57. It's 42 the new age?
Yes.
From the Purple Rose of Cairo, Glenn Headley.
Oh, no way, 42.
58.
Man.
From singer-songwriter Neil Sedaka.
From singer-songwriter Neil
Sedaka? No, I didn't mean from. I cut that out in my mind.
61.
74.
Wow.
Yeah. From Fargo and Shameless, William Macy.
Oh, William H. Macy.
Yes.
57.
63.
Ah!
From That 70s Show, Danny Masterton.
No way!
Masterson.
Yeah, this is the best friend. He was a dude with the glasses. What was his name?
Fez?
No. Fez did not have glasses. He always had the glasses on. He was the best friend. He was Eric's best friend. What was his name on the show?
Not Fez, with the hair.
It's literally not Ashton Kutcher
and it's not Fez. Oh my gosh, what is his name?
The other dude.
I'm so annoyed.
It's not Topher Grace.
Dang it. There's Eric, there's Ashton Kutcher. What's Ashton Kutcher's name?
I don't remember.
What is his name?
It never matters.
Hold on.
Let's be honest.
Danny Masterson.
Can do it. I believe in you.
Oh my gosh, this is so annoying.
Hyde! It was Hyde!
Hyde.
Yes!
Hyde.
34.
37.
Ah!
He's a little bit older. And last on the list.
Wow.
This is a fast list, I know. From U2.
What? Why didn't you tell me?
I just did just now. That was me telling you.
Oh,
hello, sir. Hello.
Dude.
I did just tell you.
Okay.
From you to the bassist, Adam Clayton.
Today's Adam. What?
Adam Clayton.
Today's Adam's birthday.
It's Adam's birthday. You say that like you know him. Oh, yes, we go way back.
We do go way back.
To Denver like a year ago or 2 years ago.
No, to the Joshua Tree circa I was like 8 years old.
Oh, I was -2 at that time.
Are you kidding me?
Oh my gosh, are we really going to let this play?
Oh,
you
yeah.
know I hate this music, this specific band. I don't hate it. hate. I just don't like
your
it.
Your opinion is null and void because you love Justin Bieber and hate U2. Your musical taste is stupid.
You're so encouraging today. Gosh, you're the best. You're the best. You're exactly what I hope for in a co-host every day. Oh, you're clapping to the beat.
I'm willing to bet you think I'm going to guess too high.
Someone's telling you. Someone is telling you.
No, Stever's saying 51, but I think he's a little older than that.
Don't even. Stop playing this up. Someone's already told you.
I promise. No crossies. I'm 12. Hold on. Stand by. Bono, everyone. Listening to it, thinking it through. I was going to say 55, but he said 51, and now I'm feeling like that's too high, so I'm going to go with 53. I'm going to go with 53.
Is that your final answer?
You're looking at me oddly, so I can't tell if that means that I'm right and you're mad, or that I'm wrong and I should have stuck with 55.
I'm the final answer? That's all
53
I'm
final answer.
That's right.
What? Are you kidding me?
That's right.
Oh, man, I had no idea.
I know you're cheating. You're a cheater. You're a... 1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy birthday, Adam! 53 years young. Bassist for U2. Also, big thanks to my dear friend Thames who told me the answer.
Yeah! Woo!
You know, today is like a day where I'm really glad you have tattoos all over your right arm because I'm going to punch you so much.
Oh,
it's a bruise.
Sweet. And then
no one will know
except you just told everybody on radio.
Oh, but they don't know that it's actually going to happen.
Webcam. Webcam.
Oh, I can step outside.
I'll just stay in the studio.
Just take this outside.
All morning. Yeah, you're dressed in all red and like looking scary with your like Vato rag on your...
My Vato?
Yeah, on your Vato rag on your head. So, you know.
To be that.
Oh, look, I just got a text.
Oh, yeah, I know. Don't worry.
Oh, so sweet. All right, good job.
Today
good
is also earmuffs day.
Really?
So, kids, earmuffs. That's all I think of.
All right.
Today is also umbrella indoors day. Open an umbrella indoors day.
Why would you do that?
For fun.
That's bad luck.
Oh, you're...
7 years bad luck.
We don't believe in that.
It's 7 years bad luck.
That's dumb.
Yeah. So is breaking a mirror under a ladder or something like that.
Walking
and
backwards.
And if a calico cat walks in front of you, you're in trouble.
If the calico cat walks in front of you and then rolls, that's supposed to reverse all the bad luck in your life.
Never mind. I'm not going to say that because cat people would get mad.
Today is... It's Registered Dietitian Day.
Of course!
Thankfully. Ooh, it's No Smoking Day.
That's every day for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Just kidding, give me that. It's also Chicken Noodle Soup Day, which is great because my throat's feeling a little scratchy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking that might help out today.
I'm more of an egg drop soup dude when I get sick.
Really?
Everybody goes to like the chicken noodle immediately, but my mom inundated me with that. It was disgusting. So because of that... Egg drop. That's where I roll. Huh?
Eggs right. Dropping in
the
roll.
Then you actually get an egg roll and you dip it in the egg drop soup. Oh, man! I'm hungry! At 6:56 in the morning for some MSG. Oh, yeah!
You took that stuff out.
Yeah.
You took that stuff out.
Aye, aye. We gotta take a quick break.
Okay, pool boy.
Coming right back! The 7 o'clock hour. And more of this.
Oh, good. Us.
Yeah. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. What?
Don't write Taylor Swift fan mail.
What? Oh, why? Okay. By the way, this is Steve on Mitch. Welcome to the show.
He introduced us. Voice guy introduced us.
Static Radio. Good morning. 7:13 now.
Good morning.
High today of 12.
So, that's a lie.
High today of at least 46.
Maybe.
64.
Oh my gosh, I'm trying to talk about something actually important.
Of 73. High today.
Okay,
it's
so...
It's going to be a beautiful day outside minus the locusts. It's the third plague.
Right, obviously.
I don't even think that's the third plague.
I'm just making things up now.
High today is 63.
Ooh, it's going to be nice and warm.
Mostly sunny. 36 degrees right now.
What is not warm?
Taylor Swift's heart.
Yes.
Okay.
Ice cold.
Oh, why?
Her fan mail is just tossed in the trash in the recycling bin like it's nothing.
What?
Like, all those letters that I write her are just tossed in the trash and she doesn't even read them. I knew she wasn't getting them.
Sad news.
I knew it.
How do you know this?
Because, this paper says, it says, Taylor Swift's unopened fan mail is tossed in the dumpster behind the school.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Static.
Well, is it way too early Wednesday?
No, that was in the 6 o'clock hour.
Well, I thought you were going to play my song.
That's right, we were going to play.
Definitely forgot about that.
Did you forget about the little one?
We did. No lying today. Today is no lying day.
It really
well,
is.
I woke up specifically and set the alarm for this, and I'm staying up later in the hours than I want to. Now it's already light out. I'm not scared anymore.
That's good.
See me?
Oh, wait, no, that's bad.
It's a breakthrough.
But, could we still play it, or is that just incoherent?
It's pretty incoherent, let's be honest.
What if somebody else wants to hear it too?
Right?
Yeah, right?
No big deal.
There's a low chance of that.
You know what? I've been writing Taylor Swift letters for like 3 years now, and I just found out she hasn't read any of them.
Any of them?
What?
It's a sad day for all of us.
Yeah, we're just all going to have to deal with what we've been handed.
Yeah.
Well, then maybe I just won't be setting my alarm on way too early Wednesdays anymore. But I don't think that people are going to have it.
Sorry, little one.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You guys have a good day.
You too.
She's very upset.
She is.
But she should know that Nate Hook is going through the same thing right now.
Yeah, sorry, guys. No Zayo. We tried. We listened to like 15 seconds of it. And we're like,
I can't do it. Unfortunately, yeah.
It's way too early
Demon
Wednesday
Hunter.
Not want to punch myself in the face Wednesday. I mean, come on.
It's a good one. We should try that one.
Taylor Swift, don't write her love letters.
She won't get them.
She won't even open them.
And did you know that Jim Carrey is hoping to get even dumber once again?
Wait, what is happening? You're not even, like, coherent with your conversation.
Carrey says that Jeff Daniels and I are really excited about it, and hopefully next year we'll be able to do that and to get it together. Carrey will be seen with Steve Carell and Steve Buscemi starting this weekend in The Incredible Burt Wonderstone.
Yeah, do you know what he's talking about? They're talking about trying to make another Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, they're going to try and do that, I guess.
I didn't even see the second one, mostly because they weren't in it.
And did you know that
Oh my gosh, give me that piece of paper. Thankfully, it's time for traffic, so you have to stop talking.
Justin Bieber's mom stops traffic. In fact, she could be the next Bachelorette.
Wow.
ABC has revealed the next Bachelorette will be Desiree Hartstock, but it could also be Justin Bieber's mom.
Because she could stop traffic?
Because she could stop traffic.
Really?
Yes.
Traffic's a little stopped up with construction on Osuna and Jefferson. Actually, it's terrible. You can't turn left anywhere. So plan accordingly.
Someone that could also stop traffic, Jennifer Aniston. She shut down Hawaiian wedding reports. A rep for Jennifer Aniston has shut down reports, and the actress is planning a secret wedding in Hawaii with her fiancé, Justin Theroux. That is all.
Well, also, two lanes are closed, Jefferson, between Ellison and Osuna. So some road construction there. You want to be careful there.
You have to be careful because you could die. The 24 movie is dead. The 24 movie is dead, according to a one-time director, Antoine. He says, I don't think it's going to happen at all. Definitely not with me. The 24 movie has been rumored and discussed, and for some time since Kiefer Sutherland hung up his Jack Bauer gun holster when the Fox series ended in 2010.
Also, some road construction. The roadway is reduced to one lane, Unser Boulevard at I-40 still, so you definitely want to be careful there as well.
It's
Jack Bauer can't save
reduced
you.
Reduced to one lane because they're trying to make it into a runway because right. Kanye West, nope, that's not what I wanted to read, because Alec Baldwin and Kim Basinger's daughter signs with the Masinger's daughter signs with modeling agency. So she's going to be a model and they need a runway, so it's down to one lane.
Right.
And that is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon Sports, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. Sometimes you want good old SoPo.
Oh my gosh. Did you know?
No, I did not, Mitch.
That more than a dozen celebrities and other high-profile people, including FLOTUS, I don't know who that is, and the vice president...
Flautus.
Flautus. Flautus.
Flautus, yes.
Those little snacks.
Yes, dude, I'm so hungry.
They have had personal and financial information hacked and posted on a public website. And on Tuesday, the list was growing. This Tuesday, Kanye and Kris Jenner's name and info showed up on Tuesday afternoon.
This
and
is boring.
That was really rude.
It is Wednesday. We are hanging out with you. We got to talk about March Morning Madness coming up here in just a few. I'm really, really stoked about that. Are you going to stay in character this whole time? Steve-O and Mitch in the Morning Static Radio. Deer in the headlights. I'm not crying, are you?
I'd like to correct you really fast. I'm going to cry.
Oh, okay.
I have heard him live, Anchor in Braille.
Ah, yes.
Okay.
Good morning. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you.
Good morning.
Sorry, everybody's so tired. Sorry, your week is awful.
Sorry, you're so tired.
I'm not talking about you.
Oh, okay.
Talking to you in your car. Listening to me through your speaker right now.
Hello.
Yeah, you. You just looked at the speaker and said, me? Yeah.
You.
You. Yeah, so daylight savings is destroying everybody.
It's messing everybody up.
As you read a few minutes ago, apparently it's not good for our bodies, and it's destroying the work week. In fact, it costs us, like, stupid amounts of money.
What? How do you prove that? How do you prove that?
Well, by losing an hour... The U.S. lost more than $433 million.
They're making that up.
No. Think of all the workplace napping that's being accomplished right now. But true story.
Oh, I guess if you're tired, you're not super efficient or productive.
And we lost that hour. So, I don't know. Something happened. We lost a bunch of stuff or something.
With, like, electricity or...
Check this out. Losing that extra hour... of sleep for daylight saving time has been quite painful.
Uh-huh.
Your body's like, bro, it's 4 a.m. And you're like, no, it's 5. I've got to get up.
My clock says 5.
Right. Check it out. If you need help getting up, there's a new app called Freaky Alarm App. With this app, you don't just press the snooze button. That doesn't cut it. And let's be honest, that hasn't been cutting it for me this week.
Right?
I have been late. I'm not going
to
lie.
You know, for the past few days, I'm like, no, I'm not going to text him to wake up because he's my boss, practically. And he's going to wake up and...
boss.
I said practically.
We're equals.
So he's my equal and he's going to wake up and he's going to be able to get to work on time. And I learned that I was wrong.
Yeah.
So this morning I text you, wake up, open your eyes.
Yep. I'm glad you
also,
did.
Also because my husband's out of town and I have no one to boss around.
Yeah, exactly. So. It's been working wonders. Kelly, please come home.
He's coming home today.
Okay, good. So if you need help getting up, this app, well, literally does not stop ringing until you solve a series of games and scan predetermined objects around the house.
What?
Yeah. It's called Freaky Alarm. It features 8 logic games, 5 priority levels, and more than 30 annoying sounds.
So you have to set your alarm earlier so you can accomplish all of this.
All the goals in order to...
It may or may not.
Ah, great. Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's annoying sounds. There's puzzles that make you solve math problems. There's you have to burst alarm bubbles in order. You have to tap shapes a certain number of times.
Otherwise,
have to scan objects around your house.
Otherwise, the alarm will not stop ringing. Don't try to resist. It's designed to live in the background and hunt the sleepyheads.
So the question is, being Wednesday, we've been at this whole daylight saving for a few days now. What have you been doing to wake up? How can you help your fellow man? Tell us. Tell us all. What's helped you? Because we need it. I'm just kidding.
No, really.
505-338-3700, the phone number. It's hard for me because I there's a baby. There's a little child.
You can't have a lot of noise.
So when the alarm goes off, I immediately go, ha! Shh. Okay. Did it? Okay. All right. I'm just going to go ahead.
You know that they said that's not good for babies, right? Like, you gotta just let that alarm go off and hope it doesn't wake up. Hope your child doesn't wake up.
What do you mean it's not good for babies?
You're supposed to not be quiet around them when they're sleeping.
Yeah, at 4:30 in the morning?
Whatever.
Static.
Hey, so to combat daylight savings time, my wife and I started this do little thing. We just decided, hey, you know what? We're just going to get up earlier and use that as their time together before we're, like, you know, exhausted by the day.
There you go.
And so we just kind of shifted the whole, like, hangout from 8 to 9:30 or so, you know, after the kids go to bed.
Yeah.
To, like, 4:30.
That's cute.
Oh, that is cute and
I
dreadful.
Like that. No, like, because the house is, like, super peaceful and quiet. I like that.
Yeah, but what do you guys do at 4:30 in the morning?
In order to wake up that early, I have to, I have one horrible song on my phone that I hate, and I set that as the alarm, and I put it all the way in, like, the bathroom to where it's like, you know, I have to get out of bed and trip over things to get to it.
That's smart.
That's an obstacle course.
And that way I'm already, like, annoyed and standing.
You create an obstacle course.
There you go. I like that. I like
that. What song is it?
I cannot disclose the song over the air. So, yeah, it's bad, though.
Okay.
Good enough for me. Thanks for the call.
All right, later.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. What's helping you?
I'm kind of like the last guy. I both put the phone that I have my alarm on across the room so that I have to actually get up out of bed, and I also changed the song on my phone.
Like daily? Like,
No. I changed it from, slowly wake up comfort sounds, you know, to Gloria Estefan's Conga. So, first thing I hear are trumpets. And then she starts screaming at me, and I'm like, okay, I'll get up.
Fine, Gloria.
She's all perky. I don't know what it is. But
wow.
It gets me up. It works, man. I'm like, okay, I'm dancing.
You've got to have music like that to wake you up in the morning. Seriously.
She's pumped, man. The trumpets help, for sure.
You can't rock some, like, OMD. You're like, this is soothing.
I'll
sleep right through OMD, bro.
And then you have amazing dreams.
There you go. All right, man. Thanks for the call.
You too.
505-338-3700, the phone number. What's helping you?
Hi.
Hi.
So, our family's problem is, like, we have a lot of clocks all around the house, like, everywhere, just to try to wake people up.
Uh-huh.
But it only wakes up our parents.
Ah, yes. Are you confusing yourself yet? Because you're trying to listen to yourself on the radio, but it's off by a few seconds?
Well, yeah, a little bit. My dad won't turn it down, so, yeah.
There you go. Dad, come on!
Come on, Dad.
So, anyways. So, it only wakes up the parents, so what? You're reliant upon your parents to come in there and wake you up still? Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700. If you're going to call, make sure you turn the radio down.
Down, Dad.
Yes. Yeah.
My husband's the same way. He'll set an alarm, and it'll go off for 20 minutes. And I'll be downstairs, and finally I'll just be like, hey, are you serious right now? Just get up. he's like, wait, what? I'm like, you're seriously sleeping.
I kid you not. It's a problem having a baby in the bedroom because the second the alarm goes off, it's like, quiet. Quiet. Oh, turn up. Shh. Okay, did he wake up? No, I didn't. Okay. Right back to sleep. Right back to sleep. Like 6 minutes later when the snooze goes. Alarm trying to do wake people up? Gosh, people are trying to sleep around here. It's the worst because I'm supposed to somehow be able to get up without waking the baby, without actually waking people up. So, right. The thing that's supposed to wake me up is not supposed to wake up anybody else.
I think the buzzing works for me, like the vibrate.
Oh, yeah.
That works for me.
Yeah, that's a good call. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
What's up?
What's up?
Hey.
I wake up to you guys every day.
Yeah.
Hey.
I turn on my radio, listen to you guys. It's pretty awesome.
That works for us.
Yeah.
Sorry if we are super late. Because that means your alarm clock is not going off.
That means you're just listening to music and it's soothing and, yes, banjos.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome, though.
There you go.
That's
all right.
A good way.
We'll try and keep doing our job well.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, so there's another app out there that you buy, like, this little wristband, and it connects Bluetooth to your phone. And when the alarm goes off, it vibrates. And so it doesn't wake up anybody else other than you. And they have, like, a variety of settings for, like, even the most deep sleepers.
Just shocks you.
So, yeah, dude, that sounds awful.
Produce
a nice pulse. But the other cool thing about it is you can set, like, a range to wake you up in.
Okay.
And it, like, monitors your REM cycles based off your movement.
Okay.
So it'll only wake you up during that 30-minute window in which you are in a light sleeping mode.
Right.
Not when you're, like, you know, dead to the world sleeping. So
the worst part about that is, like, I have something similar to that that's supposed to gauge, like, oh, he moved. Is he slowly waking? And there's that 30-minute window, and I put, okay, I need to wake up by this time. And I'm using it right now. But there are days when it'll give me the full half hour to, like, slowly wake me up.
And then sometimes...
And then if I'm in, like, a deep, deep sleep, it's like, oh, crap, 2 minutes. He's got 2 minutes.
Then it tries
to wake me up and jolt me awake. It's not working out on those days. Those are the worst.
Fair enough.
I want that half an hour of, like, lulling me awake. Like, hey, buddy.
Hey, sleepyhead.
Like when your mom used to come in and just flip the light on.
Oh, no,
like,
my mom didn't ever do that.
Hey, okay, sweetheart, half an hour. Gotta get up soon. I need that. In fact, if somebody's mom wants to just come over, and I'm just kidding. Thanks for the call.
You can get, like, one of the bucket of water apps. Just pour water on you, and that's it.
Oh, that'd be... See?
Amazing.
I don't like that waking up. I like the slow, like, pancake smell and the coming from the kitchen wake up.
Me too.
That's a better wake up
right
there.
See, I was thinking that I should start turning the coffee on, making sure the coffee starts early so I could smell the coffee. If only I could get the bacon to start sizzling.
That would be amazing. Except I'm thinking you should probably not leave bacon out on a stove overnight.
Gross, can you imagine?
I'm just thinking. Static!
Good morning. There's no way I'd wake up for anything, so not even bacon. Not even coffee. I'd be like, my God. No. You know, a good cure for this, I know Susana Martinez tried to pass into law before this idiotic, stupid thing happened. You know, to try not to have the time bounce back and forth. Oh, my gosh. You know, every morning I think about strangling the person who came up with this. It's like, oh, if I could just grab their little head.
You should go talk to somebody.
Let me give you a number. We have Shock Therapy Live
coming up at 9. I'm just saying. You should call then. You got probs. I'm just kidding.
Well, I mean, can we write the legislator or something?
Here's the deal.
You guys are media people. Find somebody we can write to and tell them, are you people stupid? Did you go to school? I mean, what's wrong with you?
Coming up in May, I'm not even being funny, May 1st, I'm emceeing the Hispano Chamber of Commerce Education Banquet with the governor.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking with her and hanging out with her that night. She's super rad. I will totally bring it up.
But she's totally awesome. She already tried to do it.
She's really amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. And they shot her down. I'm like, really? Who put those dumb people in there?
We did.
Who did these people come from? They're old. They wear Depends. You know, half of them are spitting teeth at each other.
Yeah, we did know? When we voted. And then if you say, well, I didn't because I didn't vote, well, then you did, definitely, because you didn't vote. So, yeah, we put those people there.
So. They should make that a memorandum, a prerequisite to their campaign. Oh, by the way, you know, we're going to keep this time thing flopping back and forth. They'd be like, no, I'm not voting for you.
But I will say this, I love the daylight savings time in the fall.
Oh, it's so nice.
So I'm okay with, I'll deal with this week of lame, awful sleep for the fall.
It's kind of like taxes.
There you go.
You get it taken out all year.
You take it out all year, and then come this time of year, you're like, yay, Disneyland.
Or me, yay, I only owe $100.
Thanks for the call.
The government at another $5,000.
Oh,
thank you.
Unbelievable. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Yeah, we'll take a quick break. Coming back, Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission joining us. It's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
Good times. Talking about what you do to wake yourself up, considering, you know, this whole week of not awesomeness. We'll take more of your calls right after this. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The Almost. A song called Ghost. Kicking off your...
It's not over. Ready?
Sorry.
There it is.
Okay, sweet. Happy Wednesday, everyone. I've got good news and I've got bad news.
Uh-oh.
As if I'm not annoying enough to you, Mitch.
Ugh.
I found a list of the top 10 most annoying social media posts, and now I want to inundate your Twitter with them.
Awesome.
That's what I do.
My Twitter?
That's how I do. Yeah, I'll just, like, tweet you.
Please don't.
Put all these things on here. Here it is. If you want to annoy your Twitter and Facebook friends, you can brag about maybe training for your next marathon. I don't know. Fitness diet posts.
Oh, I hate
that.
Are
the worst thing about social media, at least according to this, anyways.
I don't have a Facebook, but occasionally to get updates from family and such, I go on my husband's Facebook, and I have to scroll through, like, the body by whatever that is.
Yes,
like,
body by vibe.
Why is everybody doing that, and why are they putting it on Facebook?
Yeah.
Ugh, it's so annoying.
You know, this last Sunday, I had a chance to guest speak at my church,
mm-hmm.
share a message, and we were going through the Temple of Pleasure. We were going through the different idols, the different quote-unquote little g gods
mm-hmm.
That we place in front of the one true God. And one of them was God of Food. And for me, you know, at first I'm like, come on, dude. I weigh like 140 pounds soaking wet with all my clothes on. And so then I started doing a bunch of research on it, and that was actually one of the things that was talked about in one of the books I was reading, is the idea that the God of Food isn't just like, ooh, comfort food, I've got to eat to be happy, and blah, 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 blah. But it was also the health craze, the making that your God, the fitness, the healthy eating, and what can become an idol in your life. And it was like, it was really fascinating to read about.
Mm-hmm.
Hal Eidelman just wrote a book called Gods at War. And highly recommended, actually. So, anyways, it is 8:07. It is Wednesday. And joining us in studio right now from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission, we have our wonderful friend, Teresa, hanging out with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
I wasn't sure if you were going to make it.
I wasn't sure either.
Glad you're here. The construction,
construction
is crazy.
Oh, it is. Isn't it, though?
It's the worst.
Yeah.
It's the worst. So
yeah.
I was excited to see, though, because I read the story last week. And, well, first, for those that, you know, don't know, Teresa, with the Albuquerque Rescue Mission.
That's right.
Right here in Albuquerque, which is why it's called the Albuquerque Rescue Mission. But tell people a little bit about the rescue mission before we get started, just in case.
Well,
those who don't know.
We take care of the homeless.
Yeah.
We feed them. We clothe them. We try to get them off the streets permanently with our restoration program, where they enter for 12 months. And by the time they get through with the program, they should have addressed all the issues that brought them to homelessness. So
there you go.
Yep.
So I saw this article this last week about a gentleman who wasn't in Albuquerque, but a gentleman who was trying different ways to get arrested so that he could go to jail because he wanted to get off the street, a homeless gentleman. And I started reading this article, and it talked more and more about this trend of people who they don't want to do too serious crimes, you know, but they're willing to rob somebody, to do something to get the attention of the police so that they can get off the streets because it's dangerous, it's whatever.
Cold.
And they just, yeah.
Yeah.
And at least in jail, they have a nice warm bed. But the judge actually had seen this guy a few times because he's a regular,
I guess.
So I want to talk about that, the homeless situation in Albuquerque. And wow, the severity of it, because I don't think people realize how bad it is, to a point where there's people who are willing to commit crimes to stay off the street.
Yeah.
They'd rather be in jail than be quote-unquote homeless.
Yeah.
So, do you see, what do you see at the rescue mission mainly?
You know, I've not seen that.
Okay.
But I'm not privy to all the details that the police see.
Right.
But, you know, we've seen a real increase this year with men and women
mm-hmm.
and children.
Yes.
Particularly the women and children, a lot more homeless, seeking out food, shelter.
Yeah.
So it's kind of rough out there, you know. In Albuquerque, there's about 10,000 on the streets.
Yeah.
And about 7,000 of those are children.
Wow.
So.
It's unbelievable.
Trying to take care of
staggering
them.
Staggering number. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you guys are doing something coming up here at the end of the month, to try and help out the community, to try and help out the homeless, because
yeah.
they are on their feet, they are walking around, they are wandering, and you guys are wanting to put new shoes on their feet, socks and shoes.
Socks and shoes, and
yeah.
we're gonna wash their feet.
Yeah.
and give them the medical attention they need on their feet. We're trying to be like Jesus was in the Bible.
Yeah.
Where he washed the feet.
Yeah.
And so that all occurs on the Saturday of Easter weekend. So that's the 30th.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In the afternoon. So if you'd like to volunteer, just give the mission a call at 346-4673. Mm-hmm. And you can volunteer to come down and help hand out clean socks, shoes, wash the feet.
Yeah.
We have a lot of different activities people can help with. So
yeah. There you go, abqrescue.org, the website, and that coming up the Saturday before Easter, and what an incredibly humbling, wonderful experience.
Definitely,
for
anyone interested, going out there, washing the feet, grabbing, getting them a new pair of socks, new pair of shoes, mm-hmm. and I was stoked when we had a listener bring in a case of new shoes, which was great, and socks. So obviously, you guys still taking donations,
absolutely,
of new socks and shoes,
absolutely,
gearing up for that. So people, you can find more information online, abqrescue.org, or as you said, 346-HOPE, 346-4673.
Yep,
there you go.
You got it.
Finally, took a little time. But cool. So the winter shelter, now it's March, and I know you were saying
it closes this Friday.
Yeah, it closes
this Friday. Yeah.
And so all winter long, you've had a winter shelter where you shuttle a couple hundred homeless people every single night.
About 300.
About 300 to the winter shelter, back and forth to breakfast at the rescue mission, then back, feed them dinner, and then back to the winter shelter, but mm-hmm. that closing down on Friday, which means there's going to be a lot of people.
Yeah.
With, a lot more, 300 more without a bed.
Yeah, the city, we actually run the winter shelter for the city, and the city, you know, contracts us to run it from November to mid-March. So that the time is up.
All right.
So
prayer for donations for an opening to potentially keep that funded and running throughout the year, because mm-hmm. I know it's very costly.
Actually, that was a question we had last week, is just funding is pretty much what you guys need to keep it open year-round. Somebody's wanting to know what they could do to help you keep it open year-round.
You know, it's the city, because we operate under a city contract, so the city itself would have to make that
right letters
decision. Yeah.
Letters.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can do. Can do.
Yes.
So, abqrescue.org for information on, well, anything going on. Maybe your youth group wants to do something in the community. Great way to do that. You could get a team together to volunteer, to serve breakfast, to serve dinner. You guys serve meals 6 days a week currently?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
6 days a week.
Yes.
Breakfast and dinner.
Yes.
Right? And so, obviously, volunteer needs around the rescue mission.
That's a great experience.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. And of course, the foot washing coming up the 30th of this year month.
Yes.
Yeah.
Believe it's almost Easter.
Yes. Know, right? A few weeks away.
I believe.
So there it is. You can find out all the information, abqrescue.org or 346-HOPE. And as always,
thank you.
Thank you for coming
thank
in.
Thank you for having me.
Out, enduring the crazy, crazy, craziness going on outside.
Yeah.
Lots of obstacle course out there.
Yeah.
Lots of construction, so we should probably take care of some traffic here, being that it's 8:15. But once again, Teresa from the Rescue Mission, thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you for having me.
There you go. ABQRescue.org or 346-HOPE, the phone number.
The right lane is closed on Wyoming South at Alameda. Again, that crazy construction work. Two lanes are closed, Jefferson South between Ellison and Osuna. Also, right lane is closed, Osuna West at Pennsylvania. Just stay away from Osuna.
Okay.
There's also crazy construction on Unser and I-40, reduced to one lane there, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And coming right back with the top 10 most annoying ways to bother your friends
on social
Facebook.
Media.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So you can get your most annoying up right now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Got the latest from the daylights for you. It's Black Dove. Steve and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The Last Bison. Song called Distance. Static Radio. Good morning.
It's not for the fearful.
Happy Wednesday.
Bold. Hey, let me finish my thought.
Go ahead, sorry.
It's for the it's not for the fearful. It's
hey,
for the-
all you Last Bison
oh,
fans.
Oh, my gosh.
Coming up, you got a week. A week and a day.
Yes.
We are going to be doing something called March Morning Madness. It's going to be amazing.
Ding! Ah!
Counting down to your pick of the greatest song on Static Radio.
According to our picks. Well, no, they get to vote for a few.
All the DJs compiled a list of their favorite songs on Static Radio.
Mm-hmm.
We took it to your requests, your whatever, gauged all that.
Yes.
What we hear the most, what you guys request the most, what you want the most. So we grabbed all those and put them in a big old pool.
And I thought we were pretty fair because we sat down and we're like, what about this song? Like, nobody voted for that song ever. We're not playing that just because you like it.
So we found our top songs, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to go head-to-head in a fight to the death. Not really, because after they lose, we're still going to keep playing them. But we're going to have March Morning Madness. We've got the bracket. It is all set. As soon as we get it up, we'll let you know. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. But here's the deal. Bands like Amberlin, Thrice, The Last Bison.
Yes, they made it.
Civil Wars. Some good bands in there,
Civil
man.
Civil Twilight.
Yeah, Mute Math.
Mute Math.
It's going to be really interesting to see how the peeps vote.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited. Like, I've never...
A couple culture shocks in there.
Yes. I'm not, like, super into basketball.
Right.
But I might become into basketball if I get to do things like this every year.
We'll probably have to do a bracket then this year.
It's super fun.
As soon as March Madness. Selection Sunday. This Sunday. In fact, the Pit's going to be doing something.
Yeah, that's right.
Get down there, support the Lobos. They'll be there, mm-hmm. hanging out. Go hang out with them. But we will kick this off with the warm-up games a week from tomorrow. That would be the 21st. Thursday the 21st, we got a couple warm-up games. The Civil Wars going head-to-head with the Vocal Few. Also, the Rocket Boys going head-to-head against the Last Bison. And it is your votes that get these bands onto the next round.
So you have to vote.
I can't wait to see who's going to win this.
Oh, my gosh.
March Morning Madness.
I think we're going to be surprised about a few.
We probably will.
Because like, we've already picked, oh, this person will win. Oh, yeah. This person will win. But you watch, we're going to be appalled.
Got some of the old-school favorites like House of Heroes in there.
Yeah. Anything from 2012.
21 Pilots.
Yes.
There's a good list of the top songs from the last year.
And I'm not going to lie, that's one I didn't want to put in, but it was so popular throughout.
Are you kidding me? It's going to be huge!
I know.
March Morning Madness coming up. We kick it off on this year morning show a week from tomorrow. Thursday the 21st, the warm-up games happen, and then we go big. Friday, March 22nd, 7 a.m. right here on this here station.
I'm excited.
It's going to be good. All voted on by you. So if you don't like us already, get to Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Like us. And March Morning Madness coming up. Now, speaking of Facebook.
Speaking of...
We posted this to Facebook, actually.
This music.
The top 10 most annoying social media posts. I have a list. A survey. Survey said... What do you think the number one most annoying thing is? We already mentioned it a little bit. Number one.
You're talking about...
Number one, I have very specific
status updates that annoy
Twitter and Facebook posts.
But you're talking about... We mentioned it, dieting.
Yep. Like, that's number one.
Oh, check out my new dieting thing. Oh, I'm eating only healthy. Body by vibe.
That came in with 53% of people saying that was the absolute worst, awfulest of... topics.
That's why foodstagrams annoy the crap out of me.
Guess what number two was?
Food pictures.
Boom! Sharing every meal.
Ate some pork chops today with some broccoli and some cheese. It was really good. It was amazing.
Are you making fun of when I cook
Oh, that's
pork
right.
Chops
and... All you do is cook pork chops.
I'm really good at cooking pork chops. It's really good. I like pork chops. Because it's like pork.
Pork. No, this is what you have. Pork chops, red chili, and mashed potatoes.
Aw, yeah!
That's you.
Straight up, yo. Last night we had barbecue chicken, baked beans, and some corn, which didn't work.
The corn?
The corn threw everything off, because it was like sweet corn, and then
I thought you were
like
going to say corn bread.
Maple syrupy, yummy baked
corn
bean
corn bread
style.
Would have been good.
And then, yeah, thanks. I know. Yeah. 10 most annoying social media posts. Tell us what your annoying ones are. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What do we got?
Chelsea says the vague sad face. It's just like,
oh, yeah.
My life sucks right now. Somebody ask me what's wrong. Somebody ask me what's wrong. It's kind of like when somebody's like, ugh, I feel so fat today. And everybody's looking around like, who's going to say it? No, you don't look fat.
Oh, come on. Hey, come on. Don't be so hard on yourself. You look amazing.
My best moment would be in that specific moment being like, yeah, kind of is making you look a little bit bigger around the waist.
Oh, man, that's messed up. That's even worse.
That's really mean. But, like, I hate it when people fish for compliments.
Yeah, well, that was Jacob's.
Oh, drama fishing post, the worst. Yes, yeah. Jacob.
Yes.
At first, when I read that, I'm like, fishing.
Oh, today is the worst day ever.
Fishing.
Oh, dramatic fishing post. Oh, I'm in the barren sea of doom. Check this out. I just caught a carp.
Ugh, I love, what is it, the really fast fishing? What is it called? Fly fishing.
Yes, there you go.
Ugh, I love fly fishing so much.
Yeah, that's not what he meant.
I thought it was what it
drama
was.
Fishing posts.
Dramatic.
Yes, drama.
TJ says the name a city movie song without a letter, without a letter in it?
Yeah. Any of those stupid games?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Then, for a while, when I was on Facebook, I'd get those, like, private messages, like, okay, put this, and this in your status update, but don't explain, and everyone thinks it's just something really dirty, but you're, like, really talking about something like your animal's name and the color of shirt you're wearing or something.
That's dumb.
Yeah. I'm not doing that, person.
Yeah.
Bill Peterson says, the people who share very personal details. Like, dude, we don't need to know that you had a fight with your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Stop airing your dirty laundry.
Over what? Because most people don't just put that they had a fight. It was like, ugh.
I cannot believe.
So-and-so, blah, 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 blah. And then he said this, and da-da-da. And then all of a sudden it's like back and forth on the comments about like the argument with like a friend who's trying to counsel them on Facebook publicly.
Or just people being like, that's right, girl. You go, girl.
Yeah, girl.
Like, ugh.
It's all you, girl. So here's a list of the top 10 most annoying social media posts. We mentioned number one, diet and exercise posts,
mm-hmm.
which is huge right now with that Body by Vi stuff.
Ugh.
Everybody, dude, check out my shake. Okay, that's great.
Mom, sorry.
Number two, sharing every meal, which to me is number one, and they're kind of like combined.
Well, we have Instagram, so it's like, stop it.
Every meal is a shake.
That's true.
Number three, cryptic status writers. Ugh. That's to me the fishing ones.
Oh.
Where they want you to like
ask what's going on.
Yes. Like, not that it's an inside joke. It's like, here's something really cryptic so that you'll ask me about it. Ugh.
Like, it's annoying when people smile at you, but you know that they're really mad at you. And you're like, are you talking about me right now?
Number four, game invites.
Game invites. Ooh, that's
always
annoying.
Oh, yeah. Check out my
Farmville.
What?
We haven't been on Facebook in a while. That's all we know. Right?
Farmville, that mafia game, that was crazy.
That mafia game.
One mafia game from like 3 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Number six, as Bill said, oversharers.
Mm-hmm.
Who just have to share everything. Speaking of oversharers, number seven was the checker inners. Those are the people who have to share every single place they go to and check in.
At McDonald's. I'm at the gas station on Jefferson and Osuna right now. I'm at, like, are you kidding
me? Made it home in the bathroom. Gonna take a bath. Thanks, bro. Thank you.
Check in backyard. Taking the trash out.
Number eight, event spammers. Every 5 minutes.
Oh, right?
Inviting you to something.
Like, we don't live in the same state. Yeah. I don't know if you know this.
Sorry, bro. Number nine, the constant engager. That means they like/comment on everything. I know a few of those.
I can do that occasionally.
You do! You go on like a 20-minute Instagram like tidal wave of likes where you have to like it because I'll be going through and it's like, oh, Mitch commented on that one. And the next photo. And the next photo.
I have things to say. These are people I don't see every day.
And the next photo. Oh, that was kind of funny. Oh. Less funny now because she commented on every single one.
It makes everyone feel so special. I just want to comment on things.
You are number nine.
I am number nine.
You are the constant engager.
I just want...
You are constantly on, too. Yesterday, we were talking about Instagram.
I don't want to talk about this. I haven't been on Instagram that much today.
And the idea was like, okay, I gotta stop.
And I'm like, I can't delete,
you delete
Instagram.
It. You should. And you won't be able to because then it'd be like going back to the Stone Age for you.
No, I can't delete it because then it deletes all my pictures, the data, everything. And so I don't want to delete Instagram.
So yesterday we came up with an idea to help you with your Instagram addiction. I will jump on Instagram for you.
Yeah.
And tell you, you know, oh, this person posted something. How many likes you have?
Last I checked, you told me I had 41 likes on that picture.
Yep. Check your most recent photo to see how many likes you got. Check if anybody started following you. And I was diligently doing that yesterday. But you didn't need me to because every 2 seconds, you would, like, it wasn't even...
It was an accident.
This was like a reaction.
Yeah.
You would grab your phone and just, like, immediately, boop, Instagram. Well, and then you'd be like, oh, crap, I'm on Instagram.
I'm sorry. It's kind of like, that's why I deleted Facebook, because I was tired of opening the search bar and automatically typing F-A-C-E.
It was like, dang it. Reflex for you.
Yeah.
Your mind didn't even know you were going
exactly.
there. And every 3 seconds you were on and then having to like somebody else.
Yeah, it was bad.
You've been doing a good job today.
I have been.
You've only been on Instagram 46 times.
Better than yesterday.
Good. We've been here for a couple hours already. So
well, I'm
46
sorry, you're so boring
good.
When we're not on air.
Ouch.
Right?
Oh, good job, you. Yep, and number 10, self-promoters. Self-promoters. I don't know. Just says self-promoters. That's the top 10 least favorite or most annoying status updates.
On Facebook, JD says all the Obama bashing and gun bans posts.
Oh, man.
We get it. You don't like our president and you love your guns way more than any person should.
You know, it's funny. I, as a rifle owner, I will say I agree with you, JD.
Yeah, it's really nice.
It's like crazy, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. That is the hot topic right now. So.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to share what is the most annoying updates to you.
TJ also says, also all the like equals respect / one prayer. And like for heaven, ignore for hell posts.
My least favorite is the Jesus said that if you...
Share this 7 times.
No. The idea of like, if you deny me before man, I will deny you before my father. So if you don't like this, that means you're denying Jesus. And if you, I'm so glad I'm not on Facebook.
Oh my gosh.
Those are ridiculous.
Yeah. And then he says anything with a cat. Hashtag Catterday.
Yeah. Mitch. Catterday.
I feel like he's getting really.
No.
Overly crazy about this.
No.
To the point where, like, I think he actually likes it.
I think you make us overly crazy because, just a couple days ago, I made the mistake of leaving my cell phone in the studio and walking away for, like, 0.4 seconds. And then it took a few hours because, unlike you,
amazing.
I'm not a crackhead for Instagram. So, like, a few hours later, I jumped on Instagram and I'm going through the list and all of a sudden there's this cat with a piece of bread, like, stuck through its head.
Bread cats!
That's weird. Who posted? But I just kept going through because I assumed it was like you. So then I kept going through and all of a sudden it was like, there's another one. It was like,
what the
why
heck?
Is there like a trend? There's another cat with like bread stuck through his head. And I keep going and then sure enough, I'm following bread cats. And there's all these pictures of cats with bread stuck through their head.
And it's hilarious.
It's not hilarious. But somehow, you took my phone, found bread cats, and got me to follow them on Instagram.
It was amazing.
That's the second time you've gotten me in that.
Last
because
time.
All of a sudden it was like, why do you have so many Justin Bieber pictures? What is happening? Why am I following Justin Bieber? Yeah.
And it was like, perfect, because that was the moment he just started posting selfies.
Yeah. Mitch strikes again. It was amazing.
Yes.
So, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Let us know what is your least favorite posts. I have a question. I'm going to ask this. Feel free to answer on Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We were talking about this off air because... Celeste and Dan on Monday were doing Christianese Dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to bring up the fact of the everyday scripture posters.
Oh my gosh, they take a picture of themselves?
No. Scripture.
No, that's what I'm saying. Oh, okay, you're talking about like text,
mm-hmm.
like a text photo.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Like, hey, because we do like the daily Bible verse.
Philippians chapter 3.
Hey, don't mock.
No, I'm saying.
I'm asking because... A lot of times it doesn't come off as sincere, right? It comes off as like, oh, that person's trying to be holy. So that person just put up a random scripture. But We have no right to say, like, we can't judge the heart of that, right?
Right.
Therefore, if that, I'm glad it's not on our top 10 list. I'm just saying.
What I was saying was those people who take a picture of themselves and say, and then post a scripture with it.
Oh. What? Like a selfie?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust like in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding.
No. Picture themselves in Proverbs 31.
Ah, yes. I don't think I've ever seen that before in my life.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll show you a few. I got a few people that I follow.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can I just say I love listening to you guys' show. It is my alarm clock.
Yes.
So, my most annoying, like, the biggest thing that I have the biggest peeve about on Facebook are the people who are, like, doing projects and they post hundreds of pictures about their projects. Like, I have a friend and she was building her, that family was building their house and it was, like, every hour.
Yeah.
It was, like, three pictures up on Facebook. So, like, I actually went on Facebook once a day. So, like, literally, there's, like, 100 pictures. It says, you have pictures. And I go to look at it, it's, like, pictures of, like, boards and a bucket of rocks and, like, cement. And it's just, like, why do I need to see all this? And, like, it's, like, literally, like, it's, like, you have 100 notifications. Whoa, what? Yeah. I went through, I looked at all of them. I was, like, oh.
They're all from the same person.
Yep, they're all from the same person.
I feel like there's a rule that you have to wait at least 27 minutes before the next post.
Oh, way more than that.
Way more? Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks for the call, man.
Wait, one more. Oh, to answer your question, the reason why I have the biggest peeve about the people who post the scripture references is because the same people, not all of them, but some of them, like right after that, will post something that is not scriptural at all.
Right.
One person will post something from, like, Matthew, and then the next, and then the same person, like, 5 minutes later, will make a post quoting something very secular from Lil Wayne.
Right, there you go.
So that's, like, my biggest peeve. It's, like, if you're going to do that, then don't be, like, don't be, like, contradicting yourself. That's my big thing.
There you go. Quoting Jesus and Kanye in the same breath.
Yep.
There you go.
All right, take care.
All right, man. 505-338-3700. Static!
Hey, what I like to do on the Facebook with the Bible verses, I like to post the verse without the Bible, like the little Proverbs 12:1.
Yeah.
Because I know people who will type it into Google and they say, oh, it's with the Bible.
All right. There you go. So you don't give the scripture reference. You just post something to make you look smart. I'm just kidding. That's cool,
I'm
man.
I'm so angry. There's no shock therapy. I have break and I have a class every Wednesday at
9. Oh, no! You can still email your question, studio@mystaticradio.com, because we take them in, we put them together, and we'll still answer the question.
And then we podcast it, so you can listen to it later.
Exactly.
Thank you, guys.
All right, man. 505-338-3700.
Nathan says the post, I'm bored.
Oh,
get up and do something.
Right? Well, of course, you're sitting in front of your computer, bro. Go outside. There's a whole world out there.
Okay. For the past few days, my husband has been out of town, and my friend Becca and I, both of our husbands are out of town, and we're just like sitting there like, what do we do? Do you just want to watch a movie? Yeah, but we just watched a movie. Well, do you want to go, let's go eat? Like, we were like lost yesterday. We did not know what to do.
You guys could come over and start helping pack stuff, because I know of a family that's moving, and they have this infant who's 3 months old who's like, hold me! And we're like, oh, cool, but we got to pack. And he's like, hold me! And then you pick him up, and he's like, oh, okay, I'm cool.
Okay, I will go over there and hold the baby.
There you go.
Okay.
So me and Chrissy can just start packing everything. I love that idea.
I will do that.
There you go. I just gave you something to do. Now you're not bored. Can you walk the dog, too, because he's getting bored?
No, that dog is out of the house most of the day.
That's true.
So...
fine. All right.
No.
That's it for us. We out.
That's right.
We'll see you guys again mañana for Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse Lusko coming in studio tomorrow.
That's right.
Talking a little bit about Skull Church making its way to Albuquerque. Yeah. You heard it here.
Skull Church.
Making its way to Albuquerque. I'm telling you.
From Kalispell, Montana, Fresh Life Church.
Love, dude, Levi, one of my absolute favorites.
He's going to be in town for a long time at that point.
We shall be talking about that mañana.
Tomorrow.
Make sure you keep it locked to Static Radio. And, of course, don't forget March Morning Madness coming up. Get to Facebook. If you don't like us. Details forthcoming very, very soon.
That's right.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Peace.